In this episode, It Comes Out Loud, it's another Hostful News update. For preparing your body for the pleasure of another person's company, the Cubs share articles about manscaping, cleaning out, and open relationships. Yes, you boys, you too can be ready for that casual encounter with the little TLC to your nether regions. So grab your clippers and shower shot as TOL 357 starts now. March 20th, 2016. I'm Jeff.
Who's your bear? That's right. I am your bear.
I'm Damon. Everybody
dance now! And that makes me Gary.
Don't hurt nobody with your bad self.
And welcome to Comes Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Indeterminate Length, episode number 357. And I'm a lazy bastard.
You lazy bastard.
Mm-hmm. I still have to do laundry. Oh, wait, that's actually in regards to this. I think I've actually needed to do laundry for like the past week, but oh. I've been too lazy to go to the laundromat.
Oh.
So.
Yeah.
I'm thinking after recording the show here, I might just push myself, get up, and do laundry before raid tonight.
Yeah.
Do it. I better do it. I just got this great new Overwatch shirt. I'm so excited. Overwatch comes out in May, and it's not soon enough. I'm so excited. And I'm just fucking lazy. And I really need to do laundry. So I'm thinking we need to kind of get this show done, completed, so that I can go do laundry. Not that I'm rushing the show, because it's impossible to rush a show. I say it's a short show. It's never a short show. Actually, it was last.
Well, it has been in the past. Yeah.
Yeah, so we've been able to. Anyways, Damon?
So this weekend was a just, you know, low-key sort of thing. I hung out with my friend Ben and George, and we spent the day, pretty much. There's a maker's workspace in here in Cincinnati, and the idea is that it has like all these different areas, and people can come, they can become members of this organization, and they have like a laser cutter and a 3D printer and a wood shop and a metal shop and electronics, and you can just sort of, you know, come in and build, and you have, you know, the space to do that. And it was really cool. It's not my thing, but it was, you know, interesting to just sort of be there. The reason we were going was they were supposed to be doing a like 3D printing demos, and both my friends wanted to get something specifically, you know, 3D printed, and had, you know, ideas for what they wanted to get done and this, that, and the other. Given that they were nerds and they were scientists, it was a very surprisingly low key environment. So, you know, people casually showed up, and there wasn't a whole lot of structure. So instead of it being a, hey, we're doing 3D printing demos, it was a, hey, show up and do stuff. And if you want to get something done, you know, you have to find the right person, and then you can do it. So I was a little myth of that. I probably would have really enjoyed seeing like some demonstrations of 3D printing, but I got to tour the shop and got to tour, you know, see some things done, because my friend George got a something specific that he wanted to get 3D printed, and there was some the computer person whose 3D printer it was very, it was very much saying, he said it was testing the limits of the 3D printer, because it was a very small gear for a clock, and it just the size of it was enough to be a little too daunting for the machine, but it ended up working. So, and it supposedly works. I'll find out more later, but it was a good day, long day, but a good one. We walked around and had tacos, and yeah, it was a good day.
Tacos always mean a good day.
Indeed. Gary?
I had bad dreams last night.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aww. Aww.
I'm chalking them up to stress.
Okay.
So.
Which is true.
Well, we're counting down the days, so it's.
Yeah.
The big event's coming, and I'm not feeling ready for it, so I'm not surprised that odd, weird, very weird things are happening via my dreams, which I don't remember my dreams very much, but I woke up from two different ones last night, and both of them I wasn't pleased with. So,
yeah.
One I was scared by, and the other one I was absolutely shocked by. So,
I've had that happen, although I had... What was my dream this morning? I had a weird one this morning. Oh, yeah. That was weird. I had a dream where Jim dropped me off at, there's a bar called Play in Louisville. Don't ask me why I was going there, but apparently to see the drag shows. And I had a conversation with a drag queen. And while I was having a conversation with a drag queen, someone apparently stole my wallet and phone. Like, literally pickpocket me. Not the drag queen, but someone else. And we ended up running around this place I have never been. I've not been there yet. And I find the wallet, but it's empty, obviously. And then I find myself going to a computer trying to log on to something to stop the phone. And then I woke up and I was like, it was very odd. Because one, I've never been there. Two, I didn't recognize the queen, but it looked like one of the more like famous ones. Like I'm thinking Mariah or somebody. But you know, it seemed odd because I didn't really do anything in particular in regards to drag or drag racing last night. So, oh well. Anyway.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
In other news, I have an update on the MacBook situation.
Yay.
So I got it back for the second time with the hard drive installed, reinstalled, well, that's good. Whatever, and made my appointment with the Apple Store. I went there yesterday. I have never been to an Apple Store for help or assistance. Mm-hmm. I have been to an Apple Store... No, that's not totally true. Oh, man, I just realized I lied. Well, not with my own stuff. I have a old MacBook Pro from work that had to be maintenanced once. The battery was basically shot in it. Like, it would only stay charged if you had it plugged in pretty much. So they replaced the battery. Anyways, did that, but I did that down in Pittsburgh. So I went to one in Ohio and went in. While I enjoy Apple and I understand the aesthetics and stuff, I was a bit annoyed when I first arrived because they have a ton of employees running around in like these nice navy blue t-shirts with little white apples on them. So it's kind of obvious that they work there. And I'm walking around and like, so I go all the way to the back. And in this store, they don't have the Genius Bar labeled. So I obviously haven't been in an Apple store in a long time, but mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I kind of know the concept. And like five or six different employees walk right past me. Nobody says anything. Like nobody asks me any help or whatever. They're all kind of like talking into their headsets and tapping their little touchscreen things. And I'm just kind of like, okay, I'm just standing here, you know, with a laptop bag, looking a little lost. One would think you'd have a class on aesthetics of, you know, nonverbal.
Customer anyway. Service.
Yeah. So, after about a minute, I was like, fine. So I walk all the way back towards the first third of the store and realized apparently I breached the line, you know, where I should maybe, you know, approach the first person instead of heading all the way to the back. I don't know. So anyways, I said to a gentleman, I said, can you help me? He said, sure. So I told him what I was there for, had an appointment. He said, okay, not a problem. He said, head all the way to the back. He said, go to the back far bar or the one in between with the, you know, cable outlets in it. He said, someone will be with you in a moment. I said, okay. So I go back there, I find a seat, take out the bag. I get approached by a woman. She comes over. She goes, "Are you Gary?" I said, "Yes." But she came right towards me. So it's not like she was asking around. It's like she knew exactly who I was. So I was like, "Uh-huh." So she's like, "I apologize." She's like, "It'll be about 10 minutes. We'll have a technician to come over and help you." And I said, "Okay." So maybe 5-7 minutes goes by. No, not even. Like 3 minutes goes by. A guy named Steven comes over. He says, "I have a series of questions for you." I said, "Okay." And then I start explaining my situation without letting him ask any questions. Funny. So I stopped myself and I said, "I'm sorry. You said you had questions. What are the answers that you need?" And so he's like, "No." He's like, "Actually, your MacBook is under Apple Care." He's like, "We were able to access your account. So I already have the information that I need. But continue telling me about the problems that you're facing." So we finished that conversation. He said, "Okay, I'll have someone over in a little bit." About 2-3 minutes later, this gentleman comes over. I think his name's Ryan. He's a redhead. Huh. He's probably an otter. Not completely sure. He seems very fluid sexually. I'm not sure. But but he's cute, you know, and so we chit chat and then we have to like change positions on the Genius Bar 2 or 3 times because he needs what's called a repair port. So apparently there's a very specific like T5 or T3 or whatever line that goes to the back of the store. And apparently Apple stores don't really do, or this Apple store and many others don't do repairs on site anymore. They send everything away. So they have like a central or maybe a regional depository where they send equipment and they have everything you need there and then they do it and then they can send it back. And it's like, according to him, like 200% faster than it was doing stuff in store, which makes sense. So we talked through some stuff and long story short, hard drive's dead.
Oh,
they can recognize it, but they can't access it. At first he thinks that there's a cable that connects to the hard drive, and that might be the issue. But then he ends up figuring out through some diagnostic test that that's not the case. So he says, "Okay, so here's the thing." He's like, "You have 41 days left on your Apple Care program." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." So he says, "We're just going to replace the guts of your computer."
Oh, wow.
Oh, all right.
Essentially going to give you a new computer. Yeah, same case.
He's like, "And we're probably going to put the new OS on it." And I'm like, "Okay, you can do that." So, you know, and then so I have to sign this paperwork and it's really funny. So we have a conversation. He says, "So you do understand that you're not going to be able to get anything off of here." And this is, so I'll jump back about 10 minutes. They did try to get the Audacity file, but they can't access anything on the hard drive. Like, It was the point that they weren't sure what the story was, but they couldn't get in order to be able to get any of the – they could see stuff was there. Like they knew that there was content because they could do a diagnostic reading that the hard drive has, you know, so many gigs or whatever on it of stuff. But they couldn't, you know, pick out folders or files or whatever. So he was like, "I'm really sorry." And I said, "It's okay." So the COL roadshow in Kentucky show is lost forever.
Aww.
I know. And it's probably for the best because it was a drinking game and people said all sorts of things that maybe should not be public.
So just for future reference, here's what I suggest. You should always save those files to the drive or Dropbox or something so it goes up into the cloud.
Well, I usually, after we record,
or get carbonate.
I usually then turn around and within a day or two, when I get home, listen to the show, edit it, whatever, and get ready to go from there. But that wasn't going to be the case because I already lined up the interview with Ray. So it was one of those, like, it's a back burner thing. I'll get to it when I get to it. So anyways, so they weren't able to save that and he apologized. Oh, and then we had a whole conversation about podcasting because he said, "Well, what was the file?" And I said, "Oh," I said, "it's a, I don't know if you've heard of a program called Audacity." He said, "No." And I said, "Well, it's a, you know, audio software program. It's freeware." I said, "But," I said, "I use it for podcasting." So then he said, "Really?" He said, "Well, what kind of podcasting do you do?" He's like, "I listen to Kevin Smith all the time."
Ha ha ha.
Yeah. So. So we were talking and he said, "But Kevin Smith kind of gets bored." He says, "He has one show that I like to listen to." He said, "But he does get high and then just laugh at all sorts of stupid shit. And it's not really that."
That's something else.
Yeah. So, it was a good conversation. So I showed him Downcaster, the app that I use on my iPad. that is also on my phone, and, you know, and I explained that's how I listen to podcasts. I said, nothing against what, you know, Apple has created for podcasts as an app. I said, but it's just more user-friendly to me. I'm liking it automatically. If the app's open, it downloads the latest episodes from any of the stuff. I said, you can use the lock icon and you can save them. I said, you can fast forward and rewind in certain increments. And I said, it's just, I like it way better. So he turned around and, so we chatted and stuff, and he's like, well, what's the podcast about? And I said, oh, I said, so we were talking, and I was like, all right, so how do I bring this up? So I said, are you familiar with the bear community? And he goes, yeah, kind of. And I said, oh, all right. And I said, well, I said, it's called Cobs Out Loud. I said, I have two co-hosts. I said, and we, you know, produce the show pretty much weekly. And he said, so there was a documentary a couple of years ago. I said, yeah. And he said, it was about Santa Claus. I said, oh, I said, yeah, we interviewed Jim Stevenson, who was the Santa Claus from Dallas, Texas, who's gay. And he goes, really? I was like, yeah.
Nice.
So I said, well, I saw the documentary like 2 years ago. I said, right. I said, it came out in 2014. I said, and I friended Jim on Facebook. I said, and then we interviewed him like at the end of October. And then the show posted, I think, either Thanksgiving weekend or right after, I said, for December. I said, so yeah. I said, if you go back, you can listen to it and stuff. So it was a really fun, like, out of the blue conversation to have about the show and stuff.
Yay. Maybe we have a new follower.
Yeah, we might have a new listener. I don't know. So if he happens to – well, and the thing is like – so, you know, we're like a week ahead. So I don't know if he's going to listen to last week's shit show.
what a great impression to put on somebody.
Yeah, really. I was like, oh. But
it's okay. We've got other episodes. He might.
No, that's true. So my hope is that he would actually bother to try to find the Jim Stevenson interview to listen to it, because he seemed interested in that was his in, quote unquote. So, but yeah, it was kind of funny. So we wrapped up the conversation, and he's like, okay, I need you to sign off on this thing. He's like, I need to make it abundantly clear that anything that is on this laptop, you'll never get back again. And I said, no, I understand that. And he said, okay. He said, I just have to be sure, because our store manager is making sure that everyone's going over this like to a thousandth degree, because apparently a week or two before, a woman had come in, had an issue, had a laptop, like it was dead basically or whatever. They had to replace the hard drive. They said she was going to lose everything. She said, okay, that's fine. So they send it out. It gets repaired, comes back. She gets it. And then she comes back to the store like a day or two later, and she's mad. And they're like, well, we told you that it was going to, you know, that you were going to get a hard drive. It was going to wipe everything out. She said, yeah, but I didn't realize it meant my pictures. And
really?
So he just said it just like that. And I looked at him. I said, I take it she doesn't back up to the cloud? Like, you know, iCloud pictures, you know, automatically. So they're on all your devices? He said, I guess not. We were laughing.
Wow.
Not at her demise, but just the, you know, when we say everything, we mean
we're
everything.
We're not kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's gone. It's everything. Gone. So the best news by far, well, there were two pieces. One, it's all going to be covered under my AppleCare. Yay.
Yay.
And second of all, I should have it in 3 to 5 business days.
Yay.
And they're shipping it to my house.
Ooh. So then you don't even have to go back to the store?
No, because I said to him, I said, hey, also as a side note, I said, I live in Pennsylvania. And he looked at me and I said, this is the closest physical store to me to come to. I said, so, and he said, oh, well, we'll just ship it to your address. Like, I didn't even get to finish the sentence. I was like, thank you.
I was like, go, yeah, we got a solution for that. We're good.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm pretty stoked about it.
Yay.
So by the next show, hopefully I should have it back. So yeah, so that was yesterday was a very busy day. I took like 100 pounds of electronics to the East recycling place here in the county. They do a one Saturday a month electronics recycling program, and you have to pay by the pound, but you get to take anything that's ever been electronic that you want to dispose of, as well as batteries, household hazardous waste. They call it, you know, like paint and paint containers and that kind of stuff, chemicals, some chemicals and things. So I've been holding on to things all winter long and keep, like, I've always had something going on the second Saturday of each month or whatever the day is. It kind of rotates around. So yesterday morning I got to go and dump off a whole bunch of stuff and cool. Clean up the basement and other things. So, yeah, I got a lot. And then I did the laptop thing. So yesterday was a very busy day, and I'm weirdly tired today. And I slept through daylight savings time, so I don't have the excuse of I lost an hour. I mean, technically I did, but I slept, so you know,
yeah,
that big of a deal.
You're asleep, so
you're fine. Everything's fine here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ha 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 ha.
And then I had bad dreams, so.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
Hey.
All right, going into this. Gary, what's going on over on Facebook?
Okay, so on Facebook, Mr. Chester gave us a comment. And he said, I swear, sometimes you guys are just too far into my own head. I present to you what a night with Ronald McDonald, the King, meaning the Burger King, Jack in the Box, and Colonel Sanders would be like. And it's a YouTube music video of a band, and apparently the band decided to take those iconic characters. And by the way, Wendy of Wendy's makes an appearance. It's really kind of messed up.
I'm trying not to listen, but
and it's not a band that I know or I'm familiar with or whatever. So, yeah, I just found it very interesting. Chester was like, "You're in my head," like, and they need to reinforce this music video that's a couple years old or whatever with the characters in it. And all I kept thinking is, how did this band not get sued?
Oh, good but God!
Maybe it's artistic license. I don't know.
Something. It might be artistic. Hey, I see. Wow. Okay. What? Okay. I can't watch this.
If I know. It's messed up.
I would get sucked in, and I'm not going
to. Needless to say, all the icons of the major fast food burger chains, well, and chicken, get together, and yeah, and then they party it up hard around town.
Wow. Wow.
Hookers and blow, people. That's what's in the picture.
Nice.
Shit. I don't know. Okay. Well, what's bad.
Yeah. Sorry, Damon. You got something to tell us, I think.
Yes, Damon.
Sure.
Well, what's going over on YouTube?
Over on YouTube, we have a new subscriber, a Fall Star. Welcome, Fall Star.
Yay. Various names. Also, over on Bear Underground, the official Bear website of Cubs Out Loud, joining us is Outdoors Guy 47.
Yay.
Did I actually approve his request?
I did.
Okay, thank you.
I was in the Bear Underground and saw it, and I was like, I'll just go ahead and do that because, you know, I'm here. While I'm here, let's just do that right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. And so we are... Where are we? I'm in the wrong thing. We are now doing this. It's Urban Dictionary with Gary.
This episode's Urban Dictionary phrase is unicorn balls.
Oh,
what the hell?
Definition: an expression used when you don't know whether something is amazing or just plain creepy. This can best be described as your mom giving you a lap dance. It may be really fascinating, but it also is kind of what the fuck.
Wow. No, it is not fascinating at all. No. 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 Bleach on the eyes. Burn it out.
Two guys are talking to each other in the example. A guy one says, hey, dude, I heard your mom gave you a lap dance last night. Guy two, yeah, it was kind of unicorn balls. Guy one, I get what you mean, dude.
Wow. I can't even like function after that, that definition and example. That just no. Okay.
Yeah.
We're
moving on.
You on the mark.
time for another Hostful News update.
Huh. Yay.
Hey, what's going on, Gary? What do we
All right, so this first article is from February of this year. It is LGBTQNation.com, and the article is titled, How Many Gay Men Are in Open Relationships? And then this is about a magazine survey in Britain.
Yeah.
And so what I found interesting is about 1,000 gay men, 41% reported that they were in or have previously been in an open relationship. And then there's a whole bunch of breakdown of the statistics about who was currently in one, who had a don't ask, don't tell policy, how many admitted to breaking the rules, how many said they had rules. There was a lot of stuff.
You kind of got both spectrums, actually.
Yeah.
Kind of got, you know, some of the, you know, some of the, those in open relationships who are okay with them and some that are not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was kind of interesting. I like the, I love numbers. That's just me personally. Mm-hmm. But I was just, it was very interesting about some of the, like the, where was it? The, 47% think that it's totally possible to have a monogamous relationship, but they simply choose not to. And I'm taking it that is of the 41% who reported they either in or were in a open relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, yeah, I like that. I like this the article.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wished it was we had another perspective, like a United States perspective. Just to see how it would be feel different here.
I really liked it because it's interesting stats, just like you kind of like the numbers things. Mm-hmm. But what I was a little bit disappointed in about the article was there was absolutely no analysis. All it was basically taking the facts and putting it in word form. That's it. That's all it was.
No, see, I kind of like the fact that they didn't really try to break down things and make correlations. Correlations drive me crazy because, you know, sometimes correlations don't mean a hill of beans because you're like, you know, for example, 75% believe their open relationships are great. It's like, okay, so 3/4 of a pie is tasty. What? Like, and so I hear what you're saying, Jeff. I agree that they didn't really kind of expound on it at all. Like, they just literally was like, here's a bunch of numbers, and they threw them into an article. But to me, I like the fact that it was a short, sweet, simple article. It's bulleted form, a lot of it. You know, and it just kind of is, it's kind of like, here's the facts, ma'am. And that was it. So I don't know. I kind of appreciated that it was much more, I guess, pointed, I guess, as opposed to, you know, more, I guess, op-ed or whatever. And I guess because I get a little – when we do the HNU shows, I get a little itchy if it's obvious that the author of the article is trying to put a very specific perspective on something and then use numbers to state their case or whatever. And I think everybody does that, but it's kind of like, I don't know. I just kind of like the fact that they were like, hey, a study was done and here's what they found.
Bleh. Yeah.
You know, just threw it out.
One of the things, I personally like the last line of all the men surveyed, 65% of them, it misses the word, said, they believe there's a stigma attached to open men, gay men who are in open relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start reading the comments. And as if to prove the point.
Oh, see, and I don't really read comments. So.
I try not to, but this one I was like, let's take a gander and look at what some people are saying. And the comments sometimes scare me. I will say this as someone who's in an open relationship and has been in an open relationship for, 13 plus years. It is not easy. Mm-hmm. It's not just something that you just kind of fall into and walk into and just sort of like, hey, we're going to be open. Like, you know, no, there's discussion and conversations and, you know, sometimes there are rules, sometimes there's not, sometimes there's, you know, whatever the fuck, you know, but it all depends on what your relationship is and how you establish it. With any relationship, as always, communication is key, and making sure that if there's a situation or an issue, you discuss it or talk about it or make a point or reference to, you know, hash it out, you know, maybe even bringing up hypothetical situations for the sake of having them and having the possibility of rules if you need them, you know. I liked and disliked the fact that, you know, it said 75% said that they have rules, but 21% of those admitted to breaking them at least once. I'm like, oh, yeah. Well, that's where issues fall.
Right. So here's the interesting thing. When they gave those two stats, what bothers me about the second stat is it doesn't make it clear. Mm-hmm. So I'll read the two bullet points and then I'll try to make my point. First bullet point of that you're talking about says 75% of them said they have rules in place in their relationship. And this is about the folks that are in an open relationship. So there's 1,000 people surveyed, 41% said they're in an open relationship. So that means 410 are in an open relationship. Of the 410, right. So of the 410 in this survey, 75%, over 300 of them, said they had rules in place. Now, the second bullet says 21% admitted to breaking those rules at least once. I think what they're trying to say is 21% of the 75%.
Maybe.
So it's not a third of 75. Do you see where I'm going with this? So if there was 300, you know, roughly guys, then it's 21% of that. So that's like
64.
Right. So about 64 guys.
64 or 65, yeah.
Does that make more sense? Like that's the little thing about when they do stats, it's kind of like they're not saying 21% of the 75 admitted to breaking those rules at least once. I think they expect people to be smart enough to follow the logic of when you're talking about stats, and I'm like no, you're kind of making like one could read it very loosely and be like, oh, 21% of everyone in the survey said that they didn't follow the rules or admitted to breaking the rules, and I'm like, no.
My other thing, I guess, is the first one on the next part, which is the, you know, what about the naysayers, as it says, disagree with open relationship? It says 33% of single men with no experience of open relationships and 33% of coupled men with no experience of open relationships said they believe open relationships are not real relationships. Yeah. Like basically 33% of both said they don't believe open relationships. They believe open relationships are not real relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would have liked to have known. And that's my only other quip about this thing is I don't know the survey. So I don't know what questions were asked. And maybe these were the specific questions that were asked. Like, what I feel like the survey was set up was the first question was probably like, have you been or are you in a open relationship? And then it sort of went from there. You know, if you had never been in a open relationship, you know, here are all the questions.
Right. Then it branched from there and went in other places.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a link at the very top of the article. If you click where the FS is, that takes you to the UK, online piece where this kind of comes from. It gives a whole bunch of breakdown of stats and stuff, but I'm looking to see if they actually link to the
survey.
Yeah.
Huh.
Actually, this is interesting because this goes even further than that article does.
Yeah.
There are some of the couples we surveyed are open only for mutual agreed threesomes.
Yeah.
vast majority of men in open relationships, marriages slash civil partnerships told us they always abide by the rules. However, 21% of those currently in an open relationship and 15% of those in an open marriage or civil partnership admitted to having broken the rules. See, that's
yeah. what I'm talking
about. So this article, actually, Jeff, the one that's from the UK might be more of what you were talking about, that they
do a little bit more of the analysis. And actually, this gives a little bit more numbers.
Yeah, it does. I guess they maybe didn't want to have the full article, because what's the point of rehashing the article?
Well, I like that this one is a little bit more lengthy, though. Like, they talk about HIV and STI risk as a topic area, condoms versus no condoms, relationship flaws. Yeah, there's way more stuff in this.
And there's, comments and stuff from yeah, about rules and such, which is kind of interesting.
I'm gonna add the second article as a link in the
doc. I can see probably. Wow, this is really
in case anyone's interested, they can go read the full article directly at the UK site.
There you go. Well, that's an interesting one. Okay.
So, yeah, I just thought it was one of those things that kind of floated out there, and I was like, And, of course, you know, it was sort of clickbait. The title was meant to make it, you know.
Yeah.
Take it. Are we ready to move on to the next one?
Sure.
So, this is different than our usual. Normally, I randomly find articles that are posted via Facebook or whatever. And in this case, it's a video from a YouTube series, apparently by two guys that are best friends, or friends. Not sure what their story is, but I don't think they're a couple because they don't act that way in the video.
No.
And we've already talked about, you know, anal sex on the show, and let's talk about sex and stuff like that. But I thought it was just cute that they put it into a visual format and basically held up all the props. You know what I mean? Or all pieces. Like, talk about the different kinds of douches and stuff.
They gave it a very funny, fun, interesting take. I will say that much. Because I agree with some of the things, like, they started out with is like, this is something that you need to talk about. Like, this is not something you go right on into. People need to learn that. You don't just happen to be walking down the street and see some guy and be like, I want to get fucked by the ass by him and just do it. Like, no. There's preparation. there are tricks and things like that you can do. Like, please do. The top will thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they also, they describe as different, like, you know, different versions of how you can douche and what they do and the aspects and the preparation. I appreciated that they basically said, like, if you're going to use a shower shot or a hot water bottle type bag apparatus, it's a gravity feed, that those do deeper cleaning, but it's going to take longer to finish.
Yeah.
Because of the depth of, you know, the cleaning that goes on. And I think that that's something that people need to know about, because if you know nothing about preparing to bottom like that, and you've only seen it like in media, like in pop culture, and you've seen, like, what is it? Not Another Gay Movie. You know, the explosive enema scene stuff.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, like,
effect, but still.
Really? Like, people get the wrong idea and, you know, get freaked out or worried or whatever. And
I will say one of the things that surprised me and I did not realize is that the enemas that you buy in the store is a saline laxative.
Right. I didn't know that either until they stated it. I didn't know it
either. And I was kind of like, really? So if you
which kind of makes sense because of what they're meant to be used for.
True. Yes, it is true. If they what they were meant to be used for, yes, that it makes sense. But I don't think anyone thinks about it. They just think it's probably saline, just a saline solution. So no problem to just use it. But it's a saline laxative. So it is meant to do a deeper, more fulfilling clean, well, as it were.
Right. The purpose it serves in the video, as they're talking about, is prepping for receiving during anal sex. So this is about cleaning out, not about being impacted because of your diet, or if you have a physical, you know, issue or something that probably medically needs to be looked at. That's what the intention of the douche is medically. That's why when you buy it, the laxative part. But I agree with you, Damon. I didn't think of that. They were like, so you empty the bottle and then you refill it with regular water. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, like I didn't like, because I'm like, yeah, that would be problematic if you're like, I just, you know, want to get ready real quick, you know, and be good to go before I go to the bar or whatever. And instead, you're constantly running to the bathroom all night. Because, what did you do? Oh, that's right. You took a laxative up the up your rear end. So.
Oh, that just sucks. I'm glad. No offense. I'm really glad that they said that, because I did not know that.
It was very informative. I didn't know that either, so I agree.
Yeah.
So, I mean, most of the stuff they talked about, it's not like there was anything revolutionary new that we haven't already talked about. But I was like, hey, it's just another version of how there's info out there that you can go find and get. And I think that's the part I'm feeling very grateful for in a technology age, that all this stuff is out there. And I think the point of why we're doing HNU shows every now and then is because sometimes we're like, no offense, this article is a bunch of bunk. Like, you know, it's very biased. It's not very helpful. It's totally towards one viewpoint, you know, and it doesn't relate to us. Or on the other side, it could be like, this is totally spot on, you know. And, you know, sometimes an article is or a video or whatever is easier to reference to than, you know, trying to remember something that someone said one time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Are we ready for the last one?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead.
No, I said I think we are.
Yeah. So Mashable is a website. And from last summer, they had an article. Of course, the headline totally catches your attention, which I got to scroll back up because I forgot. Men, here's your easy guide to manscaping. And then they have this ridiculous but sort of adorable picture of a brown bear with a razor with his one leg lifted in the air.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it's all kind of like strange in a way. I will admit, in reading the article, it seemed like it was meant for the straight men of the world, and that kind of annoys me, and that's one of the reasons I wanted us to discuss the article. Is it meant to be a bitch fest? But it's kind of like, I realize they have a demo that they're marketing towards, and that's who, you know, their subscriber base or whatever it is. But at times I'm kind of like, really? It's not that painful to you know, bring it to the middle.
Yeah.
So to speak. So there's a list of items here. Number one happens to be what's bad for the boys.
Yeah. Yep.
In the list, I was really pleasantly surprised that they put a bunch of stuff in there regarding taking care of your body as far as the skin, the surface.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, and how that affects you.
This one was in front of me. I'm not – as someone who has to deal with ingrown hairs and whatnot consistently, not necessarily down there, but, you know, everywhere – because although I don't have a lot of hair, it tends to grow weird. So ingrown hairs tend to happen. So I like that part of it, that, you know, maybe exfoliating a little bit more might be helpful and beneficial, and maybe I should trim a little more. I've often had that issue. I like to keep as much hair as possible, so trimming to me is like sacrilege. But
The other part I did like about this article is that they had a whole series of different products that they endorse. So it wasn't like Gillette wrote the article, quote unquote.
Yeah.
They run through a whole bunch of different stuff about like shave gels and creams and balms and oil. And it was the first time I ever read about how actually hair stands upright better and comes out of the hair follicle slightly if you apply something prior to shaving.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever understood that. I don't think it's ever been stated before. I think maybe in commercials they try to represent that visually, but I don't think anybody ever says, hey, if you put the stuff on, it'll actually be better for you. So like if you're trying to shave any part of the body, you know.
This is why you get shave cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
I also thought the Superman shaving in a mirror thing was cute.
Yeah, I've seen that. That was a that was the Superman animated series from the 90s, I believe. Mm-hmm. Kind of fun.
I figured he must be old enough to know how to control his laser vision that he can just stare in a mirror and shave his own beard down without causing any problems.
Yeah. Well, also realize he has a bit of, you know, invulnerability. So, you know, it's possible that he could do it with, you know, not necessarily a full blast, but do it with enough to where even if it were damaging, quote unquote, it wouldn't be damaging to him.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I'm metagaming that, meta-talking that.
Right. And they also make a recommendation on a product when it comes to cutting yourself. If you accidentally, you know, nick your skin.
Yeah.
And then also one of the, I think it's the final thing, is about that when hair grows back in that it's going to itch. And I think that's one of the reasons that guys – regardless of size, are kind of hesitant about shaving anywhere. Like, I've known guys that, like, go full deal. Like, when they shave their genitals, they shave everything. And then I've known other guys that are, like, only shaving their balls or only the shaft or, you know, whatever. And the thing I found interesting about this was that they, you know, make a recommendation on a product because when the hair grows back in, if you decide to let it to, or if you only shave like, you know, once a month or whatever it is, to kind of help reduce that. Cause I know that's one thing that guys, you know, get really kind of antsy about, especially if they've never done it before. I remember being a teen in high school and how that was like a big, you know, giggle fit about how, you know, somebody shaved themselves and then they like, you know, were itching and scratching for a couple weeks afterwards. Miserable.
Yeah. But yeah. This is an interesting article, just, you know, and it's good to maintain, do some maintenance, as it were, and this is kind of a good one to, like, discuss the possibilities and options you have available.
Yeah, I also like the fact that they talked about clippers. I wasn't a fan of the fact that they were referencing it to, like, the, you know, if you want to, you know, keep your chest, body, back, hair down or whatever. Yeah, I wasn't real thrilled with that. But what I liked about it is they were like, you can use clippers and you don't have to worry about hurting yourself. Like, you're not gonna, you shouldn't get skin in there. That's the whole point of wearing the guard on the clippers. You know, and then you just kind of start at the highest setting and then you change it as necessary. And I think that's just true across the board. So like if you want to trim, you know, facial hair or whatever. And it's a good way to kind of even things out, especially like, you know, if you have, you know, pubic hair or whatever, and, you know, it's kind of like, you know, wiry or not so much wiry, but like out of hand. You know, it's body hair. You can take a comb or a brush to it or whatever, but then you can also, you know, kind of, as you were saying, Damon, give it a little maintenance.
Yep, maintenance is key. Okay.
Yeah.
There's that. Yeah. Yay.
That's news.
Yeah, I got a question for you, Jeff. I doubt very highly, but have we had any responses on the poll yet from last week?
Oh, I haven't looked.
Last week in our episode, we had a discussion about playing games. Jeff came across Jackbox released a whole package of games. And Damon and Jeff and I actually played after the show, I think, briefly. To understand it better, and you can use your mobile device as like a controller pad to participate in the game and stuff. And I thought it was all right. It was fun. So we put together a poll and asked a question. You know, we're thinking about making a semi-regular segment. Would you like to join us for some party games online? And I think our responses, choices were yes, no, and that would be awesome.
Where is it?
Our epic fail.
Yeah. We had one vote for yes.
That's it.
That's it.
Well, it's technically only been up today, officially.
Right.
If you're watching the episode and listening to, you you're getting the poll for today.
So it's just going up. So right now we just have one, but we'll check back with that next week so that we can find out what's going on and if anybody's interested, and maybe you'll be able to join us for some party games in the near future. Yes. Join us for some party games. In the meantime, let's go into this. I just call this For the Love of the Asians, because it's a cute naked Asian. You can't really see anything because he covers himself up in the first picture, and he's just in a position where he kind of covers himself up, but he's a nice belly. He's adorable.
Yeah, it's cute. He is cute.
Mm-hmm. He's modest.
Yeah, maybe he's shy.
Or it's Japanese standard things.
Yeah, true. Also true.
Hey, all right. That's all good.
So, I have two because I couldn't decide. And also, I wanted to, it's a not really shameless self-promotion, but it's friendly posting. So, my first one is Cigar Daddy, and it's pretty self-explanatory. It's a daddy with a cigar and a shirt and a vest and some gloves and a hat and maybe a jock or some kind of underwear. But it's very nice. It's a very nice.
Does it hit your buttons, Damon?
It quite does.
No, it can't be.
Yeah.
I mean, I will admit, he's a good-looking guy. I'm like, look at that nice thick beard and, the sunglasses and the black ball cap and the presumed wife beater and leather vest over top. And
just a strap.
And I like the fact that the shirt does not cover the full belly. Which is a weird kind of
thing for you?
Yeah, weird kind of thing for me. It's just I like that, like seeing that, just that overlap. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So, and then my other picture, our photos are of two of my friends, Dozer and Burluck, enjoying themselves in a morning blow.
Wow.
Yeah. Dozer does a lot of good photography, and they're both really cool guys. They're both pups, and they're both pups. They're both leather gut people, and they have a lot of other interesting kinks and quirks. And this is just but they're also in a. It's a very open relationship, as it were. Dozer is married to his owner, and Burlick is engaged to his partner. And then they're together. They're boyfriends. Dozer and Burlick are boyfriends. And I don't think I've ever officially talked about them on the show. I've been hanging out with them every once in a while, and they're really good. Really good guys, and I like them a lot, and this is a very fun couple of shots of them. So
very sexy.
Yeah. I'm hard. Dozer is the one whose dick is being shown.
Yeah, well, Dozer has a nice dick.
Yes, he does.
I'm just saying.
So does Burlick, and Burlick really knows how to use his mouth. Yeah.
Looks like it.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there.
Nice.
Well.
So, Dozer, Burlick, I will, because last time I think I mentioned them, they had a sudden rise in their Facebook friends / Tumblr following. So, here's some more. Because, Anyway, talented. That's what I say.
True.
Very, very talented. All right. Okay. Gary?
Speaking of talent, so my post is absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, God.
Well, why don't you describe it instead of just giggling?
It's titled, I'm a Unicorn. And this guy, who I think is absolutely fucking adorable.
He is adorable.
What are you doing? Ugh. Piece of shit laptop anyways. So crack open your pretty face, posted this and says, I'm a unicorn. And then he took this amazing shot with his shorn head and beautiful beard that has some auburn in it. And his eyes are kind of like almost crossed. And he put this huge suction cup dildo on his forehead.
What the hell is going on here? Wow, it caught me. It gave me the giggles. It caught me by surprise.
Well, that's why I posted it. I could not stop laughing when I saw it on Tumblr. I was dying. I was like, it's some of the funniest shit I've seen in a while.
Reblog. Because he's cute too. Like, don't get me wrong.
Oh, he's fucking hot. I was like, but it made me laugh so hard. I was like, oh, that's kind of what I want in a partner, because I don't think that way. Like, I find it funny, but I just don't.
You don't think you would do it yourself?
I don't think I would. I think I'm just too bent up or whatever that it wouldn't occur to me. And if it did, it would be totally in a super private moment. Or
yeah.
But it just makes me laugh.
Yeah. And just so you know, he is quite adorable. As I'm looking through his gratuitous pictures of himself. His tag. Anyway, those eyes, though. Anyway, let me get out of there because I'll fall into a hole and never come out.
That's what he said.
He's cute.
Yeah. Cute,
take
bearded.
As he goes to the beach.
Yep. A little small, but that's okay.
Ooh. He's a trim guy.
Yeah. Still adorable, cute, funny, hot, yeah. Funny as well.
Yeah.
Okay, that's okay. Closing that out. Oh, all right.
I know. It made me laugh, so there you go.
Yes. There you go.
Are we ready for links?
Yes, I believe we are. For me, I'm going to start off with some Heroes of the Storm. One of the Blizzard games I love. And they actually have in their community spotlight section a thing. Somebody made a bunch of partial videos where just weird things happen in the game. Like, where all of a sudden one of the heroes just appears on the other team near the other team's base and starts burning down some towers where they normally would not actually be during the game. And then there's a couple of other weird things, like all of a sudden one of the mom's at a point their cat capturing it just goes flying off, and it has some neat music to go along with it. I think it's really funny, but I thought I'd share it.
Yay.
Might have to be a little more knowledgeable about the game itself to really understand it and enjoy it, but I thought it was pretty funny, so
yeah.
I wanted to share it.
Thank you. Yeah. Well,
Damon, what do you got?
I was going to post something else, but someone else posted it, Gary. So I actually posted, I shared this on my Facebook a few weeks ago, but then I've realized, oh, it's probably also on YouTube, so I found a YouTube link. This is IGN's Every X-Men Ever sort of timeline. And I love it because it is, like I said, it's very it's mostly chronological, but it also it does give you, I believe, every X-Men, someone who is officially on the X-Men team, not necessarily all the other branching off teams like New Mutants and X-Force and X-Factor and all that stuff. It literally gives those who have been members of the X-Men. So it's specific to X-Men, but it does give, I believe, everyone. I could be potentially mistaken because there are some members who have been members of the team that are where it was a special team or something like that. So, but it's a long video, but it's informative and the comic book geek in me was very much a fan. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it'll like I said, it takes a while, but it does mention everyone. As I think it came out in 2015. So all the stuff that has happened recently with the Marvel shakeup and whatnot with the universe is not a part of it. So, and as I was looking, I found that they have one of every Avenger ever, which I will probably look at after we're done with the show. Gary.
Interesting. So I have two. I just added the second one real quick, but the one that Damon was being shady about first was, so Adele did a concert live in Dublin, and then apparently there are these two guys, Ronan and Glenn, that did a Adele medley. Mm-hmm. I think it's called Casual Cover. I'm not sure what that means, but and it was posted on YouTube, and apparently it got a huge amount of attention before. This was like in the weeks, I think, leading up to her concert or whatever in Dublin. Unbeknownst to them, from the way it's been portrayed, she and her crew manipulated or got them specific seats like towards the front and blah, blah, blah. And then she called them up on stage.
Yeah.
And she set up a piano and some mics and asked them to perform the medley live in front of the entire audience. Yeah. Unbeknownst to them, and she walked off stage to go, like, just leave them with the stage and to listen.
But she didn't walk off stage. She was in the corner. I think there's another video that has a different angle.
Oh, okay.
And she's off in the back. She's in the back, but she's there. But she's not, like, right in front, like, sitting there listening to them, staring at them intently.
Right. Yeah, she's up there freaking them out is what I mean. She, you know, yeah. I don't mean that she, like, abandoned them, but she didn't. Hold court, so to speak. Do you know what I mean? And basically, like, I'm going to stare at you while you sing my songs. Isn't that intimidating?
Not at all.
She didn't.
I can actually give you the original, the video from YouTube.
Okay.
I think I can get it. Here we go. Come on. There we go. So I'll just throw that there. There it is.
Yeah, so I thought it was pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, the guy who's just not playing the piano when she brings him up on stage, he is freaking the fuck out.
I think he's hyperventilating, meltdown. He's cute. He's a little curvy guy, and so he's on stage. All right, so I'm just gonna say this. So I'm watching the video, and I'm like, boy, you are wearing skinny jeans. Wear like painted on jeans and the whole world now can see your legs and your bulge.
What were you thinking?
No, I'm not objecting in the least bit, but okay. I'm thinking for him that might be a little awkward, you know, because he just, that's a gay outfit in my opinion. It's not awful, but it's kind of like, you know, a straight man would have not probably worn that outfit up on, you know, to an Adele concert.
It's just interesting to me. Like, they're not quite skinny. Well, maybe they are a little skinny. Anyway, he's just like I said, yeah, he just totally freaks out about the whole thing. And I mean, I'm glad they were able to I love how the other guy is just like, oh, sure, whatever. Like, I'm just, sure, let's just do it. And has a little fun with it, and they're just both a little freaking out. But, yeah, like, oh. Yeah, that is a gay outfit.
So, anyways, no. So I thought it was really, really cute. So I posted on Facebook, and I basically said, this is a good reason to support an artist like her.
Yeah,
that she's very down to earth. She's very, you know, kind of like, oh, like, I'm so flattered by the fact that you like my music so much that you made a medley. You should come up and perform it for everybody. And I think that just makes an artist more real to the audience and to those that, you know, I think it breaks down that fourth wall issue that I think a lot of people end up calling artists assholes or divas or whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean? That they have these. That they're untouchable or unreachable. And it's kind of like, no, some artists are very like, hey, be like, yeah, I love my fans and my fans can be a part of my life, you know, in these little moments and stuff. So, yeah. And then I picked a second video. I didn't originally list it, but I had to go look for it in my history. This one is dedicated to Jeffrey.
Oh.
So it's called Drinking Brita Filtered Beer Vodka Wine Shame. But wait, the reason why it's dedicated to Jeffrey is because
it's Allie.
Allie Spagnola, who apparently, I believe, according to Jeffrey, originated the Power Hour.
At least she did the Power Hour album.
Right. So she created the album of one song every minute for 60 minutes that we've done for his birthday a couple years. Apparently she has a YouTube channel. And so she and this guy, I don't know who he is in relation to her, friend, I'm guessing, they do one of the dumbest things I've ever seen on YouTube. They pour a ton of alcoholic things through a Brita filter and then taste it afterwards.
Oh God.
Like, and it's all separate. It's not like they all pour it blended together. It's like they do beer, they do vodka, they do wine, they do Mike's Hard Lemonade. You know, they do a bunch of different stuff. They do, I think, champagne. It's just, it's really kind of funny, but so stupid.
Wow.
And someone I know locally posted it on Facebook and was like, what do you think stuff is made of? That was their comment. And I was like, what? So then I had to watch the video, and then I finally got what they were inferring, and it's very funny.
I'm going to have to watch that, too, because that just seems stupid to me, but interesting. Well, it's just the idea of filtering those drinks. I don't.
Oh, and that. They filter Clamato.
Oh!
Yeah. Because they drink everything twice. They drink it before they drink some of it. And then they filter some of it. So they only filter like about maybe 3 to 4 ounces each. So like, you know, Allie has like about 3 ounces and he has about 3 ounces and they pour it together into the filter and then they wait for it to filter through. And then they split whatever comes out and then taste it after it's been.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty cool.
It's redunculous, but.
Hey, but it's Allie and it's.
It's okay. Allie.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, okay, guess what, folks? That's the end.
Mm-hmm.
So pop over to CubsOutLoud.com. That's our website. You can leave a comment on the blog. Go to last week's post. It's a shit show. And vote in the poll. We'll have the results for the week that you're listening to this next week because timey-wimey. shoot us an email at CubsOutLoud@gmail.com. Tell us anything, whatever you want. Ask a question, say how you're liking the show, give show suggestions, that sort of thing. You can also leave us a voicemail about that at 361-265-8255. That's 361-COL-TALK. Also, you can leave us a dirty voicemail. We'd love to hear your voice. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/CubsOutLoud, cubsoutloud.tumblr.com, Twitter at twitter.com/cubsoutloud, Google+, google.com/+cubsoutloud. Join us on the Cubs Out Loud entourage and Bear Underground, bearunderground.net, the official Bear website of Cubs Out Loud. Please pop over to iTunes, give us a review, or just rate us. That's fine. No one actually reads those reviews except us. And if you do write one, I'll read it verbatim on the show. If you listen to us on Stitcher Radio, give us a thumbs up there. You can find me anywhere on the internet at Box Tech Box, Puppy Box Cub Box, something or other.
And you can find me anywhere on the internet as TheaterCub79, NomadCub79, or Pup_Umbra.
And you can pretty much find me anywhere on the digital highway as GarBear73. That's GARBAR73. And if you want to see the naughty stuff on Tumblr, just add 3 X's to the end of that.
And with that,
sex.
Take it out, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Have a good one, y'all.
Should do laundry, but I don't really want to.
Do your laundry. Don't be lazy. It's gonna suck if you find out in the middle of the week that you don't have underwear or don't have a shirt to wear to work. It just sucks. God, I've had it happen far too many times.
Just adult. It's painful. Yeah. Just go adult.
Adult.